With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte released his budget proposal today, following through on his campaign promises to try to reduce taxes and hold the line on spending. The proposal released Thursday decreases general fund spending by $100 million over the biennium compared to the budget proposed by former Governor Steve Bullock. Gianforte's plan does not rely on a transfer from the state's budget stabilization fund, meant to be used in cases of unforeseen changes in the state's economy. The proposed budget includes programs to increase starting teacher pay and boost trades education. It does not include state funding to address the pandemic as Gianforte awaits guidance on federal coronavirus funding. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines reversed course Wednesday evening, joining a majority of senators in certifying Joe Biden's presidential election win over Donald Trump. The state's newly sworn-in Republican U.S. Representative Matt Rosendale did not. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Rosendale joined with other House Republicans objecting to electoral votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania, which were ultimately certified by the House and Senate. In a statement sent after a pro-Trump mob overtook the U.S. Capitol but before the vote, Rosendale said he would not be intimidated by, quote, violence from the left or the right, end quote, and pledged to oppose certification of electors from, quote, certain disputed states, end quote, without saying which ones. Daines, in a statement prior to the vote, said, quote, we must restore confidence in our electoral process. We must and we will have a peaceful and orderly transition of power, end quote. All three of Montana's congressional delegates condemned the violence that led to their evacuation Wednesday. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Montana lawmakers have turned down the State Department of Revenue's request for $1.35 million to start a recreational marijuana program. The Montana State News Bureau reported on Wednesday that the money would have been used to launch the state's recreational marijuana program before the department begins accepting license applications from businesses in October. After months of supporting President Donald Trump's denial of the results of the 2020 election, top Montana Republicans denounced the violence that took over the nation's capital and delayed certification of the presidential election for Joe Biden. U.S. Senator Steve Daines dropped his challenges to votes in several states and said it was time to move forward with as much unity as possible. Governor Greg Gianforte supported a December lawsuit asking the Supreme Court to prevent four swing states from casting their Electoral College votes. On Thursday, he said it was time to move on. U.S. Representative Matt Rosendale condemned the riot but continued his opposition to the certification of electors from certain states. Lawmakers on the House Taxation Committee took their first look at a bill today that would change the way Montana's renewable energy tax credit works. James Bradley with the UM Legislative News Service reports.
Under current law, people who put solar panels on their roofs get a $500 income tax credit. House Bill 17, sponsored by Bozeman Democrat Representative Jim Hamilton, would turn that tax credit into a tax refund, which he said would be a boon to local communities. Hamilton joined the committee via Zoom.
I know a little bit about creating wealth, and wealth comes from a couple of sources. It comes from saving, which your constituents will be able to do with the use of this tax credit.
The change would allow people who do not pay income tax to receive up to $500 for renewable energy projects. Proponents for the bill said the change would make renewable energy an option for lower-income people. No public opponents spoke at the hearing.
James Bradley is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service, a partnership of the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters Association, the Montana Newspaper Association, and the Greater Montana Foundation. Montana state political leaders issued statements condemning pro-Donald Trump extremists who stormed the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Chairman Don Kalschmidt said violence doesn't represent the Montana GOP's values. He celebrated the First Amendment, but said, quote, today's events at the U.S. Capitol fell far short of what makes the country great, unquote. Montana Senate President Mark Blaisdell and Speaker of the House Wiley Gault, both Republicans, echoed that point and praised peaceful demonstrations that took place at the Montana Capitol this week. Montana Democratic Party Executive Director Sandy Lucky said Wednesday's violence was enabled by, quote, the dangerous, baseless claims of election fraud, unquote, by Governor Greg Gianforte, Senator Steve Daines, and Congressman Matt Rosendale, who are all Republicans. Rosendale and Daines had announced they plan to object to certain states' electoral college votes unless election results are audited. Daines changed course and certified all states, while Rosendale objected to electoral votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania. Montana House Minority Leader Kim Abbott and Senate Minority Leader Jill Konauer, both Democrats, were disturbed by Wednesday's violence. Konauer said the country deserves leaders who, quote, do more than condemn the violence attempting to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, unquote. The Montana Health Department confirmed 713 new COVID-19 cases and 23 deaths due to the virus today. This week, the Chippewa Cree, Blackfeet, Crow, and Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes began vaccinating elders. Healthcare workers with direct patient contact at the state's largest hospitals are receiving second doses of the vaccine this week. As several Montana counties issue more restrictive health mandates to stem the spread of the coronavirus, Yellowstone County, with the highest number of active COVID-19 cases in the state, is rescinding all local health orders. Caitlin Nicholas reports for YPR News.
Yellowstone County Health Officer John Felton noted active COVID-19 cases decreased in the last month at a press conference Thursday and removed all local mandates effective immediately.
I issued the latest Yellowstone County Health Officer order in November when cases were rising rapidly in our county and extended it in an effort to ensure that cases didn't surge over the holidays. Cases, as we've said, have decreased significantly.
Earlier this week, Governor Greg Gianforte said he intends to lift the mask order when the vaccine is available to those in the next distribution phase and lawmakers pass legal liability protections for businesses, schools, and places of worship. Felton says if Gianforte removes the statewide mask mandate, Yellowstone County will follow suit, at least initially.
The statewide masking requirement remains in place. The restrictions on hours of operation and occupancy delineated in the former governor's November 2020 directives are also still active.
Turning to the vaccine, Felton says the county is still working on vaccinating healthcare workers in Phase 1A and is unable to know when the next phase of vaccinations will begin.
I sincerely hope that over the course of the next few weeks that vaccine supply chain will stabilize and become clarified and allow us to have a better sense of how much vaccine will be coming to our community on a regular basis.
Felton says the department is hopeful there will not be a surge in new cases following the holidays, but it's too soon to tell.
The likely time that we'll start seeing a surge is in the next week or 10 days, if it's going to happen.
More than 85% of beds at St. Vincent's and Billings Clinic, the county's major hospitals, are currently occupied. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.